Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Happy Halloween, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. It just so happens, like I said earlier, that today's show falls on Halloween. So we'll be celebrating that along with giving you guys the GH recap. So let's get started. Hey, Em, how are you?
I'm so sorry I left you hanging.
it's fine. I was kind of freaking out. I was like...
My friend, what? So my friend left school this morning, so I called. She called me about 30 minutes ago, and I was talking to her while I was cooking dinner. I was hearing up, and I was eating dinner. Then I was trying to convince my mom to take me more marks, so she found out I'm going to a Halloween party in like 2 hours, and I don't have costume. So then I'm arguing with my mother, and then I was like, then I got your text, and I realized it was 5 o'clock, and I was like, oops, we suck.
That's perfectly fine.
I was at the general hospital, so yeah.
You normally call in prior to showtime, so I was kind of freaking out as I was watching the clock countdown. I'm like,
I think we're gonna do an intro song, and I was like, I can't believe I left him hanging.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Anyway,
is what it is. So
it happens. It's been a long week, man.
I
as
understand
you so
completely.
Well, though.
Yes,
here he is now. By the way, she texted me earlier. And I told her everything, and she was like, oh, my Lord. Then she was like, yeah, send me a picture when you get dressed up. And I was like, okay. Because she was like, let's talk about something happy.
Talk about something happy. Carrie Ann's the sweetest, isn't she? M.
Anyways, what?
Carrie Ann's the sweetest, didn't she?
She is.
I
so
think
she
it's
is.
A doll. Anyway, let's get to the GH recap, why don't we?
We shall. Okay, I don't really have a computer for me. I'm on the way to Walmart, but this week was really good. We had a lot of crazy drama. Heather, Carly, Franco. I didn't see Jay, so I don't know what went down.
Right.
Jordan, Heather's hostage.
Oh, you missed a cat fight today. Trust me.
Who fought?
It wasn't much of a cat fight. It was just a creepy scene between Ava and Nina.
I guess.
It was killer. And it was creepy,
hang
too.
Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
I know it's what sleep was going. She was asking me how cold it was. It's getting cold here.
Yeah.
Nashville problems. Even though
that scene,
tweeted it was cold.
But that scene between Ava and Nina today, oh my God, it was creepy.
Well, I didn't see it, so
you'll have to watch
it. Spoiling things, son.
I'm not spoiling it by saying it's creepy, so.
Well, that's cool. I mean, how could it not be?
Exactly.
So, did Carly ever end up getting dressed for her wedding, or, like, not?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Because she was all ready. Everybody was ready to get married, and Carly's not dressed.
I need to get dressed, exactly.
Yeah, we don't want to know what happened, because we haven't seen it yet, so don't be spoiling anything.
I'm not going to spoil a thing for you.
Okay, so. Yeah, it was a good week of show. I kind of, like, forgot everything that happened, because I forget after I watch it what happened.
Yeah. Why don't we go ahead and do our prime performer for the week?
Oh. You hit me with that one. I forgot what I was going to say. Donna Mills. Just because, why not?
Exactly.
Because I've said Michelle
Pfeiffer
too many times, so it's time for somebody new.
You know I can never pick it. I can never pick
one.
Only one prime performer. You know I can never do that.
This is true.
This week I've got five.
No, you're
yes,
not
five.
Five. Narrow it down to three. Like,
yes, five.
That's not, like, favorite performer. That's like Cody made a list of people who were on the show this week.
Pretty much, but anyway.
Go for it.
I have four for drama and one for comedy.
Okay.
My drama prime performers this week were obviously Michelle Stafford and Mara West, obviously, for obvious reasons you'll see today, hopefully.
Mara, I love her.
Oh, I do too. And my other two for drama are Brian Craig and Maurice Bernard. Again, for obvious reasons.
Oh, I forgot about that. No, Maurice. Like
again,
her.
For obvious reasons. You know?
My mom's sitting over here saying, Heather. So, go Robin Matson. We
exactly.
Love you. Even
and
though
then,
you scare me a lot.
For comedy, I have Nicholas Bechtel, a.k.a. Spencer.
Good choices.
Yeah. You know, can we just talk about Brian Craig for a second?
Yes, we can.
That,
Brian Craig was great this week.
That man.
Too.
That man skedaddled past veteran status on the way. All the way into legendary status with his scenes this week.
First of all, I love him. Like, I don't like Morgan because, well, no, I like Morgan. I just don't like him. Brian needs to know that everyone on the Twitter approves of the no beard look, and he should keep it around.
Exactly.
I think
but,
he was looking good this week. I know you don't really have an opinion in the matter, but I do.
But that man, like I said, he skedaddled past veteran status this week and slammed straight on into legend status, I think.
He sure was holding his own.
Yes, he was. And he's held his own. You know, I've told you this before. When I first saw what Brian Craig could do was at his and Kiki's non-wedding
engagement
reception.
Party. Oh, yeah, their engagement party. Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff went down at the engagement party.
That
I have this feeling that with this whole wedding thing happening right now, something's going to happen. I know she's not going to end up married to him, but I feel like she's going to end up married to Sonny. Like, something's going to happen. Something's going to go down.
Right.
If she's married to Sonny, she can't testify against him. So maybe Franco's going to air his little dirty secret, and then she's going to get hitched to Sonny real quick so she don't have to testify.
What do you see what goes down today? What do you see? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, that's all you're going to say, because you know if you say more, you're going to be in trouble. You better not ruin it. I haven't
that's
even read
all
Twitter.
I'm gonna
I haven't
say.
Been on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And see, Kathy normally is the one that ruins it for me, but Kathy hasn't watched it here because she's not home yet. So I won't see it on the Twitter.
Oh, and I did have a bit of news for you. The date for the Daytime Emmys has been set.
Oh, yeah, you told me that the other day, and it totally went in one ear and out the other.
It's April 26th.
I forgot what you said. Yes.
If I'm correct on that.
Maybe the Emmys won't be
it's
a hot
mess April 26th.
If you're like the last time, because we don't need to even talk about that. It was a mess.
And they've added a couple of a brand new categories this year.
Oh, really?
One is Outstanding Guest Performer.
Guest. Donna Mills.
Donna Mills. That's all I'm going to say. Donna Mills. That's all I'm going to say.
Donna Mills better win that award. I don't care what the Emmy Committee. They could stop now and Donna Mills could win the Emmy Committee award.
I'm going to say. Donna Mills.
Who had a better guest star than Donna Mills? Nobody. Well, Shamar Moore, though.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. Shamar Moore, yeah, that's true.
I watched Kelly Wrestles for 3 days just to see Shamar Moore, like.
Wow.
That's a lie.
And I forget what the other category is out of hand. I forget, but
they should have a category for like all the little child actors, like you know, what's her name? Her name? Brooklyn. And Nicholas. And like
I remember what the other category is.
What's the girl that plays Jocelyn's name? You know,
Hannah Norberg,
Hannah.
I think.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember.
I remember what the other category is. I think it's something like Outstanding Performer in a New Approaches series, which basically means online stuff, basically.
Yeah, WebSeries. That's not new, though, because but they didn't have that at the actual Emmys last year. They had the big creative Emmys.
Yeah,
but that's part of the actual Emmys.
Yeah. Hey,
do we have a caller? That's not.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do. It's somebody that
it is.
Both of us know very well.
Oh, okay, cool. Somebody I know, not somebody just talking.
Exactly.
Okay, put them on.
Hold on a second.
Turn them off.
So, yeah, what's up, girl?
Hey! Of course,
girl.
I'm talking. I stalk everybody, duh.
I didn't know.
You're friends with me, I stalk you.
Exactly.
I'm not on Twitter. Well, not quiet, but quieter. And, like, you know, I've been from you lately.
Oh, I've been busy.
Your big brother went off, and, you know, so you don't really have anything to think about.
I know, it's like, what is this? It's like,
I like it. There's no more Big Brother in my timeline. I'm not showing that there was Big Brother drama in my timeline, and I don't watch the show, so I didn't know what was going down. And then it finally disappeared, and I was like, finally, it only took a month for it to go away.
It's like, oh!
It was craziness.
Oh,
I don't get that show. I don't get the excitement on the show. Oh, my God. People need to watch where they're driving. Nashville problem. Okay. So it's cold. I agree. You're in a future. You know what it's like.
Exactly.
It's cold.
Cody's freezing. He's like, I'm not used to this.
And like, I know. It's like,
everyone's telling me to get over it. They're like, you're from Ohio. Why are you in the cold? Like, just because I'm from Ohio, this does not make it less cold.
Right.
Oh, I am freezing. Yes. So my kid decided to tell me, is that me or is that Emily or
what? I'm confused. I'm sorry.
Confused.
So my kid decided. wanted to tell me that he doesn't want to go trick-or-treating tonight. And I said, okay, kid, we're not going trick-or-treating. So Mommy came up with a last-minute Halloween party.
Oh, well, Emily's at Walmart right now trying to find some caddies because just figured out I was going to a party like half an hour ago.
So it's going to be my two best friends and my best friend's daughter, and we're going to have pizza and a movie. And we're just going to hang out at the house.
No.
It's too damn cold.
It's way too cold out there. I understand.
They don't have any Halloween crap at Walmart anymore. Oh, well, I guess I'm going to be a tiger.
So, yeah.
They have tiger ears. I could be the devil. Just kidding.
I am so behind on Drill Hospital. It's not even funny. Oops. I'm sorry, guys.
General Hospital. Yeah, but if I get a butterfly mask, do I have to have wings? Is that a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I don't
do
have
it.
Wings. I'm not doing that.
You need to, if you don't watch anything else of GH, you need to watch today, Celia.
Oh, yeah.
I know, I am. I need to catch up. I'm so behind. But I do have Twitter, and people keep me informed, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Right,
so
exactly.
I know what's going on.
Yeah,
I kind of know what's going on. Thank you, Twitter.
Exactly.
Thank you.
I have Twitter, but I'm still totally behind.
So, yeah.
Consuming.
Halloween. Halloween. Okay, sorry.
I can Halloween. Tacky. I don't do this. What's on the other side? You have to shopping with me. This is an episode of We Kids Must Go Shopping. He laughs, but he thinks it's
no comment. No comment.
Oh my god.
He's pricey up in here.
I'm going to be myself. I'm going to be the nicer version of myself.
Thank you.
If anybody's listening out there, I'm sorry.
I don't have to wear wings, don't I? Do I have to wear wings and a butterfly?
Yeah.
No, I don't. What about a bunny? What does bunnies wear?
Bunny wears a bunny tail and a bunny ears. Rabbit ears.
Bunny wing, bunny, yeah, I know. But like, what would you wear with it? Leggings? On this episode, we go shopping.
Because it's Halloween!
And again, I say, if anybody out there is listening to this, I'm sorry.
They don't listen to us. I don't know what you're talking about, Cody. Nobody ever listens to this show. They listen to us on nights that's not GH Recap Night. Okay, I don't need a dog costume because that won't fit. Guys are laughing. It's funny. Like, this place is a hot mess right now.
It is a hot mess.
Walmart is a hot
mess. It's funny. I didn't even get my kid a costume this year. He's going as a sports fan. I'm going to slap his Ole Miss sweatshirt on him, and that's the end of that. And some jeans, and we're good.
I could have thrown my Auburn stuff on and been like a football player, but that's lame. I'm not every
one
day,
year.
So.
I tell you what I did in college one year. If for one of our fraternity frat parties. Of course, I was never.
You went to frat parties in high school? Or not high school, college? I didn't know you partied.
It's college. I mean, seriously, you know.
I didn't know he partied. He went to General Hospital.
It's college. But, anyway. I was never in a fraternity, but one of
nothing
my.
Nothing will fit me. All these costumes are
one of my.
5-year-old.
A good friend.
Sorry, I interrupted your story. I apologize.
His fraternity was like across the street from my dorm, so
yeah.
I'd go over there and crash periodically.
Periodically.
One week they were having a Halloween party, And I had a zero costumes, okay? So I slept on my college hoodie. I pinned a note to the hoodie saying a number one fan. And it went as my school's number one fan. So there you go.
See, Cody knows what's up. I lost my mother in Walmart on Halloween. I don't know where she went. She did.
Okay.
My mother ditched me, y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, she knows my mama.
Are we talking about past Halloween costumes? I've been everything. I've been a hippie.
I've been everything, yeah.
A joker, like a joker card.
Mm-hmm.
Been a witch. A devil. A French maid.
Works for me.
A cat.
I mean, yeah. I've been everything, guys, too. So.
A groupie. That was a bet I lost.
Okay. I'm going to go get some.
We don't talk about that Halloween. We're not talking about that Halloween.
Weekdays with Murph. No. Weekdays with Murph listeners. Weigh in. White tiger or a leopard? Pick one.
White tiger.
Yep.
White tiger.
I'd go for that, yep. Yep, I'd go for that, too.
They're cute, though, both of them. Oh, I could just wear a Superman onesie. Laughing, but
oh, my goodness.
Guys, it seriously exists. You think I'm kidding? Like, they actually have a Superman onesie. They have a puppy onesie, too. I wish they had a Minion onesie, and I'd be a Minion.
Oh, that's so funny.
They have a cat in the house.
That is hilarious.
A five. Darn. I could be Mickey Mouse. They have a Mickey Mouse onesie. How much are these things? Just kidding. They can keep it. It's $20.
Just kidding.
That's expensive. It's like a onesie. Like, it's pajamas. It's $20.
Yeah. Okay.
Walmart needs to get it together.
Yes, they do.
Guys, definitely, this show, if we didn't have listeners before, we sure don't now.
Exactly.
This is how... Wait, there's a Murph Go Shopping. There's some more on this. It's a banana. This is Weekdays with Murph Go Shopping on Halloween.
Oh, Lord.
Wait, are these cropped leggings? No, they're ankle leggings, which means they'll fit me perfectly because I'm a munchkin.
A munchkin?
I know. You think it's funny. Like, it's not funny. I'm a midget. I just bought a leopard print shirt to go with the leopard costume. Leopard print shirt, black pants, black jacket. Leopard hat. Sounds like a plan, don't you think?
Sounds like a plan.
Yes.
And on to other things now.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm a hot mess.
And on to other things.
I don't like this show. It's ugly.
Oh.
Sorry. I just killed your vibe, man. I love you. He hates me right now. Like, Cody is done right now. Cody is like, no. They have a
actually,
wonderful
no,
one
to be honest
well,
with you.
I'm fixing to have to get off here and go play in a Halloween party.
All right.
So I just want to call in and say hi.
And join the craziness. All right.
Because why not?
And I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, love you, girl.
Now you have to know the results of this trip. Like, you can't leave now.
You can't leave now?
Well, tweet me then.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
I have to play my last minute Halloween party.
Just one.
All right, girl, talk to you later.
Alrighty, bye guys.
All right. Bye.
Love you, see ya.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye.
I lost the parent again.
It's always fun when Celia calls in, isn't it?
It is indeed. I love her so much.
I love Celia to death.
Okay, but I'm confused. Like white tiger or leopard. The leopard comes with a tail, but I don't want to wear a tail. That's tacky. But I don't know. I'm a hot mess. And you're in a long for the ride.
Yes,
you
I am.
You signed up for this when you became my friend.
Yes,
you signed
I did.
Up for this. Like, he knew it was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a mess. I should just get a Mickey Mouse onesie. They're $20. It's not even like that's expensive. It's just a onesie. I found leggings, but yeah. Anyways, I'm pretty
oh my god, did you say what?
Floor.
What? Lily Melgar just tweeted out?
No, I can't see Twitter and talk.
Oh yeah, duh, that's true. But you need to see it. It's interesting. That's just the best way I can put it. It's
what did she say?
It's interesting. She tweeted out a picture of apparently her Halloween costume. It's interesting.
What is she like, some slut or something? You didn't hear that. I'm sorry. Apologizing.
Exactly, but no, it's pretty cool actually. It's just I have to see it. I can't describe it. You just have to see it.
Well, that sounds like a plan.
You just have to see it.
Mom,
I can't describe it very much. But anyway.
Okay, guys. Emily's not a costume. She's gonna be a cheetah.
Sweet. Of the GH that you saw this week. What did you think of it?
Of the GH of my show this week. GH was amazing. His job was this whole wedding mess, but I'm sick of it at the same time. Like, build a bridge.
Move on with it, exactly.
Get over it, exactly. Like, that's where I'm at right now. With their whole little story of this.
Like, we need to move this along into November sweeps.
They don't have pants, Mom. No, they're not. They're all shirts. Yeah, GH was good this week. This is just a hot mess.
You know, and speaking of the sweeps, I'm interested to see what they'll pull off for this year's sweep. Speaking of that,
this will be good. It's always good.
Yeah, GH always does a sweep pretty good.
What do you say?
I'm
sorry,
today.
Oh,
GH always does a sweep pretty good. At least I think they do.
Sweeps is always wonderful. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm excited to see it. It'll be good. It's always good. It's almost November. I mean, like, tomorrow,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, but...
It'll be good.
But, as soon as you get home, I put on today's GH. It was a killer.
All right, I will. Well, I mean, as soon as I get home tonight, I will.
Right.
From the party.
It was an absolute killer.
I'm not going to get behind on GH. You need to know that. I don't get behind.
Exactly. I know you don't. I know it.
Yeah, I don't get behind. I don't do that. Because if I get behind, I get irritated.
Yep.
And I have to see it. Like.
And we don't want a irritated Emily.
Yeah, true story.
We don't want an irritated Emily.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be Emily and be annoyed because I don't know.
No, this is not fun.
Oh, well. So, guys, that's another episode of the GH Recap. She's
yep.
Listening into our show after tonight. I don't blame you.
Exactly. I don't blame y'all either. But, hey, I am working for hopefully next week, and it's a returning guest, hopefully.
That's
so
awesome. I can't wait.
I won't tell you who it is. And also, I'm working on a little bit of a surprise.
All right, well.
I'm working on a little bit of a surprise.
That scares me. Your surprises are always big, major deals.
See,
I want to be mixing it up, but they only have one onesie, and it's cute.
You will flip for this surprise. You'll absolutely lose your crap. If I can pull it off.
This is good, man. All right, well, I can't wait. This has been another episode. We apologize.
Yes, we do. And since we've only got 30 seconds, I'm going to let you go. So I can kind of wrap up here and do my thing.
All righty. That was fun. All right,
love you, girl.
I hope you guys enjoyed it. Love you, too. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this Halloween / going shopping with Weekdays with Murph episode. As I said earlier, I've got a couple things I'm hoping to bring you guys in the show, and I'm working on a little bit of a surprise that, like I said, Emily is going to freak over. And just a quick reminder, November, or the week of Thanksgiving through January the 6th, maybe, we're taking a little bit of a break for the holidays, but we will be back on air sometime around the middle of December for our Christmas show. So y'all don't want to miss that. And with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.